How to use the 2026 IRS Federal Income Tax Withholding Estimator. By entering information from your latest pay statements and tax return into the official IRS Tax Withholding Estimator, you can check your projected 2026 federal income tax, refund, or shortfall. Based on the results, you can download a prefilled Form W-4 or W-4P to adjust future withholding. The IRS Tax Withholding Estimator compares your projected federal income tax with the amount expected to be withheld by year-end, showing whether you may receive a refund or owe additional tax. The revised 2026 estimator includes questions about qualified tips, qualified overtime compensation, qualified car loan interest, and the additional deduction for seniors. Preparing your latest pay statements, pension statements, most recent federal tax return, and records of other income and deductions will improve the accuracy of the results. You should run the estimator again after changes such as marriage, childbirth, multiple jobs, freelance income, or purchasing a home. The results are estimates and do not replace filing a tax return or receiving approval for a refund. The IRS released its tax withholding estimator on March 12, 2026, reflecting provisions in the revised tax law for tips, overtime pay, car loan interest, and the deduction for seniors. On June 25, it also recommended reviewing withholding mid-year, while enough pay periods remain. The estimator compares federal income tax withheld to date with the tax expected through the end of the year. The results can be used to understand an expected refund or shortfall and adjust Form W-4 or Form W-4P, but they do not guarantee the actual outcome of a tax return. What the estimator reviews based on the income, withholding, filing status, deductions, and tax credits entered, the IRS estimator estimates the following. Expected 2026 federal income tax, total federal income tax withholding expected through year-end, expected refund or additional amount due. If current settings are maintained, additional withholding needed to reach a target refund or balance suggested adjustments to Form W-4 or Form W-4P. For submission to an employer or pension payer, the calculation covers federal income tax, Social Security tax, Medicare tax, and state and local income taxes are not included in the same calculation results. Who can use it in general? It can be used by citizens and resident aliens who are subject to U.S. federal tax filing requirements and have income from which federal income tax can be withheld, such as wages or pensions. It is especially useful for employees receiving wages from more than one job, married couples filing jointly when both spouses work, people who have wages, as well as freelance, gig, or business income retirees who have tax withheld from pensions or annuity payments, people who want to reduce an expected refund or lower the risk of an additional payment, people who want to account for qualified tips, overtime pay, car loan interest, or the deduction for seniors. However, special withholding rules applicable to non-resident aliens may differ from the estimator's general calculations. If you have no wages or pension income subject to withholding and only have freelance or business income, quarterly estimated tax payments may be necessary instead of adjusting Form W-4. Information to prepare before using the estimator if possible. Prepare information for both yourself and your spouse. If you expect to file jointly but enter only one person's income, the results may differ significantly. Information to prepare: information to verify most recent pay statement total wages year to date, cumulative federal income tax withholding, pay frequency, and most recent payment amount, wage information from all jobs, expected annual wages, and remaining number of pay periods for each job, pension, payment statements, taxable pension amount, and federal tax withheld, most recent federal tax return filing status, dependents, income, deductions, and tax credits, other income information, freelance net income, interest, dividends, capital gains, rental income, and other income deduction information. Expected amounts related to qualified tips and overtime pay, car loan interest, and itemized deductions, tax credit information, expected tax credit information for children, dependents, education expenses, and other items rather than copying figures directly from the previous return. Enter the amounts actually expected for 2026. The previous return serves as a reference for identifying income and deductions that might otherwise be omitted. The IRS estimator does not request a name, social security number, address, or bank account number. For security, do not enter this sensitive information in any optional notes field while using the estimator. How to use the official IRS estimator 1. Enter basic filing information. Enter basic information such as expected filing status, whether you have a spouse, age, and dependents. If you expect to file jointly, include your spouse's job, pension, and other income in the same calculation. 2. Add all jobs and pensions for each job. Enter the following information from the most recent pay statement. Pay frequency, most recent payment date, and pay period taxable wages, year-to-date federal income tax, withheld year-to-date amount per paycheck, or expected annual wages, additional wages. Expected through year-end, such as bonuses if you have multiple jobs, add each one as a separate income source. If you receive pension or annuity payments, also enter the taxable amount and current withholding. 3. Enter income not subject to withholding. Enter other expected taxable income, including freelance, gig, or sole proprietorship income, interest, dividends, capital gains, and unemployment compensation. Freelance income should generally be prepared based on expected net profit after deducting necessary expenses, rather than gross revenue. If you have both wages and freelance income, you can adjust Form W-4 based on the results so that additional tax is withheld from your wages. If you have only freelance income, the estimator results do not themselves make a payment, so you must separately review the estimated tax rules. 4. Enter deductions and tax credits. Enter information affecting the standard deduction or itemized deductions, along with expected tax credits for children, dependents, and other items. Include only requirements and amounts that you actually expect to meet. 5. Review the results and set a target on the results screen. Review the following figures separately. Expected total tax, total withholding, expected through year-end, expected refund, or additional amount due withholding adjustment needed over the remaining pay periods, a larger refund does not necessarily mean that your tax benefits increased. It may mean that you prepaid more money during the year. Conversely, reducing withholding too much may result in additional tax due when filing, and, in some cases, consequences related to underpayment. Where to enter the new deductions? The 2026 estimator reflects provisions of the revised tax law through relevant questions in the basic information, income and withholding, and adjustments and deduction steps. Screen labels and the order of questions may change based on IRS updates. Item where to find it in the estimator points to note when entering information, qualified tips, tip-related questions displayed in the income and withholding step for the applicable job. Verify the qualified tip amount requested separately from total wages using pay statements or employment records. Not all service income automatically qualifies as tips. Qualified overtime pay overtime-related questions displayed in the income and withholding step for the applicable job, you may need to distinguish the portion of qualified overtime compensation defined by law rather than entering all overtime wages. Qualified car loan interest question in the deduction step, enter only interest expected to meet statutory requirements involving the vehicle, loan, personal use, and other criteria. Principal payments are not interest. Additional deduction for seniors deductions, step after entering age in the basic information section, age requirements and income limits for the applicable tax year may apply. And married couples should review each spouse's eligibility separately. Even though these items may include deduction in their names, they do not convert all payments into tax-free wages. Eligibility, limits, and income-based phase-out rules may apply, so you should not automatically enter the total amount shown on a pay statement. How to generate and submit Form W-4 or Form W-4P. If the result differs from the desired level, you can adjust the withholding target in the estimator and then generate a prefilled form to change wage withholding. Form W-4 to change withholding from periodic pension or annuity payments. Form W-4P follow these steps. Review the expected refund or balance due on the results screen. Set the desired target refund or withholding level. Review the Form W-4 or Form W-4P entries suggested by the estimator. Download the prefilled form. Review personal information, filing status, and amounts again, and sign if required. Submit Form W-4 to the employer and Form W-4P to the applicable pension payer. These forms generally are not submitted directly to the IRS. Check a subsequent pay statement or pension statement to confirm that the employer or payer applied the new settings to the actual payment. If you have multiple jobs, be careful not to enter the same additional withholding amount for every job. Review how the estimator allocates the amount to a specific job or form, and if the situation is unclear, it is safer to consult a tax professional. When to recalculate the IRS estimator does not have a one-time application deadline. However, the later an adjustment is made, the fewer pay periods remain, which may increase the amount of withholding required from each payment. It is advisable to recalculate in the following situations. At mid-year and before the final quarter, starting a job, leaving a job, changing jobs, or beginning a second job, marriage, divorce, or a change in a spouse's employment, status, birth, adoption, or a change in dependents pay increase, bonus, or change in working hours, beginning freelance or business income, or a significant change in that income, home purchase, a large capital gain, or a change in deductions, beginning to receive a pension, or a change in payment amount after receiving the first statement reflecting a new form W-4 or form W-4P. After submitting a new form, confirm on the next payment statement that the federal income tax withholding amount has changed, and recalculate using the latest cumulative amounts if necessary. Situations in which the estimator may be difficult to use in the following situations: the results may not apply or may require separate review. Special withholding rules apply because you are a non-resident alien, you have only business or freelance income, with no wages or pension subject to withholding. You have complex corporate, partnership, trust, or international tax items. You have alternative minimum tax or other items that a general estimator may not fully account for. You want to calculate past due taxes, amended returns, or collection procedures. As well, the estimator is not tax return preparation tool, and its results alone do not pay tax or request a refund. For complex situations, consult a tax professional or review the applicable IRS guidance as well. Points to note when interpreting the results: an expected refund is not an amount that the IRS has approved for payment. If income, deductions, tax credits, filing status, or interpretations of tax law change after the calculation, the actual result will also change. Reducing withholding may increase current take-home pay, but it may also increase the tax due when filing. Increasing withholding may reduce the risk of an additional payment, but it will reduce take-home pay from each paycheck. The estimator's main purpose is not to maximize a refund automatically, but to reasonably align payments made during the year with the expected tax liability.